obviously face this defense quite a few times, and they got a new look secondary. What have you seen from those guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's over the years, there's obviously a lot of different players that you played against when you go against these guys, but you know, it's a talented group. Fuller's back. He's playing well. Obviously got Prince in from Jacksonville. Had an injury to Demps in the secondary. Probably he'll be out. But the front is a really solid front. You know, they got a lot of depth, a lot of strength inside. Big guys, long, good pass rushers. So it's going to be a good test for us.
Aaron, what's your personal focus on how to get ready on a short week with, you know, such a compressed time frame?
Well, it's physical. I mean, this is usually my nap time here at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. So it's part of it. We got to do this at least once a year. You just got to grind through it. Obviously, it's a tough time for us because of the injury bug we've been dealing with. A lot of guys hurt. I think we had 7 starters out last week. So not sure what the prognosis is for those guys, but hopefully we can get a couple of them back and then get a little mini bye this weekend.
Any easier, Aaron, to deal with the Thursday game early in the year versus when you're really worn down late in the year?
This helps this time of year because it's a mini bye, and then you got week 8, you got the bye. Usually like it actually later in the season, like in Thanksgiving game, you don't mind it. One, because you get home early, you play 12:30 Eastern, but two, it just gives you another bye if you've had maybe a week 5 or 6. By in the beginning of the season. So it's just, you know, you deal with it. It's physical strain. Obviously, the preparation is strained as well. It's a short week, but you're playing a common opponent, so that helps with that.
Aaron, how restricted has the offense been with so many shuttling tackles?
Well, the concepts in the passing game haven't been constricted a whole lot. It's just protection-wise, we've had to be smart about who's playing out there and what we can handle. And it's been tough, you know, with those guys we've had who've been out. You're talking about starters and then primary backups who've been out. So it's been a work in progress, but those guys have been playing hard.
In that vein, Aaron, Mike talked about not really adjusting much. It looks like guys haven't been given the tackle a whole lot to help. You've spoken a few times in the past about preferring more guys out in the route. What is it about having more guys out rather than in that you prefer?
It gives you places to go with the football. If teams want to come in and just rush 4 guys against you and drop 7, and you're blocking with 6 or 7, you're outnumbered 7-3 or 6-3 or 7-4 in the secondary. So there's not a lot of guys who are open. And what it does, it makes you hold on the football longer, and that's when you can take some shots. When you get guys out in the pattern, sometimes it allows you to deal the ball quicker or just have places to go should you have to extend the play and move around.
Aaron, a year ago, the Thursday night against the Bears was when Ty got his first start at running back. In what ways is he a better back now than then?
He was more of a receiver playing running back at that point. I think we threw it to him. He caught 10 passes or so, I think, that night. We threw almost 60. He's been running the football a lot better. He's got a lot more confidence. His footwork's better. His blocking has gotten better. He's becoming a complete back. We haven't had that around here a lot. A guy who can play all 3 downs and do it really effectively. He's a matchup issue when we can split him out or move him with some motion, and I'm really proud of the way that he's progressed.
My mismatch numbers, Aaron, that you talked about with the receivers and the secondary and everything, is that one of the reasons why Ty is still the leading receiver on this team, having to check down to him and get him involved in the passing game?
Well, catch-wise, he might be the leading receiver, but, we got some studs out there on the perimeter. It just depends on how teams are going to play us. He has the ability to get open. Obviously, didn't have a ton of production Sunday as far as yards, but last time we played these guys, he had 10 catches. He was effective. Those are extended handoffs a lot of times that get the ball in his hands, get the ball in a playmaker's hands in space.
Aaron, have you been able to take as many shots downfield that, you know, aren't just the shots as you like, or would you like to be able to take a few more?
Yeah, I mean, everything's got to line up the right way, the coverage, the play call, and then the opportunity to have time to throw down the field. But we'll take shots when we get a chance.
Mike mentioned that if guys weren't out there today, they're going to be hard-pressed to play on Thursday. With that being said, is it a little bit more optimistic to see as many guys out there that were out there, even though you weren't doing as much today? I think it was only Devon and Brian were the only two that weren't out there doing something.
Yeah, I mean, I would say both those guys have a chance to play. I mean, short week. I mean, I think if you're ready to go Thursday, you should probably play. These haven't been the hardest practices. Not like we're out there running around hitting each other. It's just been helmets today. Tomorrow will be much of the same. So, I mean, I don't know. If I wasn't out there, if I was ready to go Thursday, I'd play.
You're in the with Kendricks. Are you still kind of picking up connection with him a little bit?
Yeah, I think both with him and Marty. You know, we got to keep finding ways to get those guys into a rhythm. You know, as much as for an offense, our offense to be effective, I need to get into a rhythm in the passing game. For receivers, they need to get into a rhythm as well, where they're lining up against the same guy or same type of matchup and can run some different routes so they can set things up and work on their releases and their timing. So we got to keep finding ways to get those guys involved early and then get them kind of going through the middle of the game and keep them involved, you know, as we finish things up as well.
What has this rivalry meant to you? I know you've had a lot of big moments against the Bears, and you've mentioned in the past the chance to tie the series, but now you have a chance to go ahead in that all-time series.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun. It's obviously 195, I think. Game number 195 in the series is fantastic. Two teams that were there in the beginning, and great rivalry, great fan bases. You know, at times, early years, there was a lot more animosity, I felt like, on the field. Then we kind of went through a stretch where both teams kind of liked each other. Not sure what side we're going back to. We'll see on Thursday night if there's more animosity or more friendship.
Aaron, if defenses are dropping 7 like the Bengals did, you guys just need to run the ball better then?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course we need to, but they're dropping 7 once they read it's not a run. That's kind of a misnomer there. You know, we need to have some balance. But, you know, our best personnel right now is getting as many receivers on the field as we can and getting them the ball in space.
Aaron, how much faith do you have in those other running backs? At some point they're going to have to play.
Yeah, I mean, they just got to keep showing in practice. You know, they got to keep making plays and doing what they're supposed to be doing, being in the right spot, picking up the blitzes. And those guys did some really nice things in the preseason. You know, Jones hasn't been up every game, and Devontae hasn't really taken a lot of reps with the offense. So we've got to keep giving those guys an opportunity. But, again, you're talking about rhythm with passing game, rhythm with Marty and Lance. You need some rhythm with the running game, too, to get those guys some carries. And that's kind of what we're struggling with right now.
One of the great constants of your success over the last decade really has been divisional dominance. How important does that remain where you are now?
I mean, it's the number one thing that we talk about at the beginning of the season is winning our division. Obviously, you take care of those six out of 16 is, you know, 7.5%, something like that. So that's a big part of your schedule. You got to win those games. You win those games, you're probably going to be in the playoffs. You win all of them, you probably not only win your division, but be a 1 or 2 seed and get a home playoff game and maybe have it all go through your own stadium.
You're in the majority of the sacks that you guys have given up and come in the first half. Obviously, you guys are doing well to make those adjustments. Is it a matter of changing the type of plays that you call, the type of protections, or in general, how would you just
do it? I don't know. I mean, that's for you guys to figure out. I know that we make adjustments at halftime and try and do a little bit better in the second half. Sometimes you're taking some shots, you make a conscious effort to maybe deal it quicker or move quicker. But, again, a lot of stuff comes together each play, from a defensive call to the offensive call to the alignment to the assignment to, you know, kind of what happens matchup-wise in every play. And we got to do a better job of finding that rhythm early and avoiding some of those sacks.
How great of a player is David Bakhtiari? What sets him apart, and what would it mean when he comes back?
He's a great player. He's been in the Pro Bowl. He's the kind of guy that you just don't worry about on the backside. You just tell him he's got that end all game and not worried about taking any shots in the back.
Aaron, have you gotten a feel for what the reaction has been to you guys locking arms and the guys that sat on the bench and Do you have kind of an idea of what to do next to try and advance whatever discussion and conversation comes after this?
Well, I think there's been some positive conversation that's come out of it. I know on our team we've had a fantastic team meeting where we kind of talked about a lot of things I'm not going to talk about because it's meant for just the locker room. But I think there's been a great sense of unity and love and support in this locker room, guys coming together. Outside the building, I think there's the message has been diluted a little bit, and it's been kind of taken away from what we were trying to do, show a united front, guys linking up together. There's been a lot of hatred on my social media, probably other people's social medias, I'm sure, as well. Frankly, don't understand it, a lot of it. It's never been about the military or our men and women in uniform. Like I said, after the game, we love and support them. And each of us, I'm sure, have done either, you know, charity events for them. I've been to, you know, Fort Wainwright in Alaska and done PT with those guys at 5 in the morning, and we love them. I mean, we're thankful for the opportunity they give us. This is about equality. This is about unity and love and growing together as a society and starting a conversation around something that might be a little uncomfortable for people. But we got to come together and talk about these things and grow as a community, as a connected group of individuals in our society. And we're going to continue to show love and unity. And this week we're going to ask the fans to join in as well and come together and show people that we can be connected and we can grow together.
Ask the fans to link arms.